What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
We are here, Radio Row, for the Super Bowl. And I do find it very interesting. If you were to just do the say it out loud and just like let's just say what the accomplishments are of these individuals. Jalen Hurts, the quarterback, Nick Sirianni, the coach. It to me would sound a lot different from how they're spoken about. Like it feels like these two, the way they're spoken about, they would feel like mediocre, middle of the road guys. All right, I mean, we got Jalen Hurts, who's been an All-Pro, second in the MVP voting a couple of years ago. Now he is in his second Super Bowl. He has made the playoffs every year that he's been a starter. Double-digit wins every year, 46-20 as a starter, 140 total touchdowns to 39 picks. Nick Sirianni, 48-20, 5-3 in the postseason. He was a coach of the year a couple of years ago. He's been to the playoffs every year that he's been there, and he's been to two Super Bowls. But is it just me? Does it feel like those guys are talked about not in the vein of what their resumes say? Like it feels like those two are spoken about like.
Yeah, look, I think you're onto something. I think the as you say it, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, yes, yeah, but for two totally different reasons. Like I can fully understand why Nick Sirianni is quote unquote disrespected, right? I can fully see where like he brings a lot of it on himself with doing things outside the box for an NFL head coach, doing things outside the box for the face of an organization, doing things outside the box to your own fan base and not even on the road to somebody else. You know, anytime I don't know, and the more we're even here this year, the more I talk to people, it seems like most people didn't really respect the way that he handled the firing of the offensive and defensive coordinators last year in Philly, regardless whether it should have or shouldn't have happened. But the way he handled it apparently was more of make people scapegoats instead of just be straight up a buck about it. So I can understand where Nick Sirianni is quote unquote disrespected. The thing with Jalen is real interesting because there is a, you know, there's a track record of a guy that just all the dude does is win.
Nobody thinks he's as good as what his resume says.
Well, and look, I understand. Hell, his own coach and Nick Saban doubted him and replaced him at one point in time. So I understand why. The skill set isn't the flashiest, sexiest, most sought after skill set in 2025 football. But the reality of it is, and we know that we talked about it before, the Jalen Hurts story is absolutely beautiful because he doesn't have those, and he wins in a different way, and he's such a class act, and it's such a humble and just the way in which he goes about it. It doesn't surprise me that it's overlooked and doubted and disrespected, but I just wonder what the guy has to do for people to stop doing it.
And see, this is – and I know, and knowing working with you for 5 years, I know this is where moments frustrate you because if he wins Sunday, if he wins the game, and no matter how the game is won, right? He can play worse than he did in the last Super Bowl that they were in, the first one where
the odds are he will not play as well as he did.
He could throw a pick, he could do whatever. And if they win it, now you tell me if I'm wrong. If they win it, I think he then automatically turns into Russell Wilson, like the Russell Wilson before. You know, let's ride. That, you know, the Russell Wilson before he got to Denver, where Russell Wilson was, oh, wow, multiple Super Bowl appearances. He's won a championship. He's on a Hall of Fame track. And I think if he just wins a game, I think many people will view and look at him differently. And it's like, he is that. I mean, he is what he is. He runs the football. He throws. He's a dual threat that scores from many different ways. And I think we've talked about it before. It's a little bit of the Dak thing, except Dak has nowhere near the resume he has. Is his strengths are not visual on the field. His greatest strengths are the adult in the room, the guy you can depend on, the guy that's the quiet confidence, the leader, yeah. All that. That's very much like Dak is his strengths. But then if I were to say that, though, but I read that, I'm like, man, 140 touchdowns and 39 picks in four seasons?
Yeah.
Second in the MVP race and really probably would have won the thing had he not gotten injured? It just doesn't seem like it fits or people believe. Like, it's like, oh, he's lucky. It's kind of the Troy Aikman, your former teammate of, look at all these dudes that he has around him, and yeah. That's why this is the case.
Well, he's got a good team around him, but most guys that make a run and consistently in the playoffs and win double-digit games and per season and get to multiple Super Bowls, they typically do have a pretty good group around them. They typically have a pretty good coordinator on each side of the football. And the thing, again, it's a style of play thing with Jalen. Because he doesn't have an elite NFL arm, it's every game. It's not just the Super Bowl. It's every game. Watch a game and listen how these guys constantly nitpick his game and talk about, well, you're watching from the big eye in the sky. Well, he should have threw the football over here. He had one-on-one coverage and he didn't throw it. And why didn't he throw it to A.J. Brown, the go route? Well, probably because it's the worst route, lowest percentage route in the game. It's probably why he didn't do it. But you're saying he didn't do it because he's not good enough to do it or he didn't see it. Like, he's just picked apart game in, game out in a way that other players aren't. And it's simply because he's just not as an elite of a passer of the football as all these other guys are.
What we
really should be doing is admiring the fact that he realizes that, he embraces that, he doesn't try to be something he's not, and he wins at a Super Bowl caliber level anywhere he goes, whether it's college or in the pros. So instead of embracing it and it just looks a little bit different, boy, everybody tries to poke holes in it.
I feel like both of them deal in a situation of, yeah, we don't, and I say we, the public, many people, we don't actually think you guys are elite or as good as you are, but we treat you that way. Like, we give you the rules of being elite, even though we don't think you are that. Like, I think they come down on Nick as if, you're the coach. You shouldn't do that. Well, hell, you've been saying he ain't a good coach. And now you come down on him like it's Andy Reid or something. And I think we do it with Jalen as well. So it's an interesting thing and dynamic with those two of, like, 4 years those two have been together. He's been the starter. And they have just been great. Anybody would take what they have done.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.